every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
That's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, the business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So it's been the Cornwall Business Awards at the St Melian Hotel, and the 7 days podcast for Business Cornwall comes from there. And we've got Sir Nick Herrier. Just tell me what you thought of the whole event, Nick.
It was, again, a fantastic evening. You know, so many brilliant Cornish businesses here, and it's great to celebrate Cornish success.
And we have actually got one of the award winners, actually the big award winner, the winner of winners, Reflex Marine, Kate Cousins. Just tell me what it feels like to have that award, 3 awards.
I'm absolutely overwhelmed and so proud of our company. We thought we might get one. That was a bonus. 2 more is amazing. So we've had a fantastic time. And I'm so proud of our company and our team. And we're so excited to win these 3 awards. So it's been a fantastic night.
And you've been celebrating very hard.
Absolutely. We don't do things by halves in our company, which is why we love it so much. And we came here already celebrating because in our hearts we're winners. And this extra award makes it all the more valuable. So it's fantastic.
Chris Pomfret was one of the judges. Tell me, was it a difficult job, or were there very clear winners that came through right from the outset?
I think overall it was a very, very difficult job, because I think the thing most people outside of Cornwall and often inside Cornwall don't realise is just how many great businesses we have in Cornwall. And most of the people we had to judge were great businesses. Some sections were easier than others. I mean, one of the ones I judged about the use of Superfast, the actual winner was someone who could absolutely not have done what they did without Superfast. And Superfast enables them now to have a product that's global. Prior to that, they were only a UK, a Cornish company. What this reinforces for me is just how many great companies there are in Cornwall. And we've got to do more about getting people to understand that Cornwall is a great place to do business. And you see that with the number of great companies we've got here.
And what does it mean to Cornwall to have this level of award ceremony and making such a noise about business in this way?
I think Cornwall suffers like England does, that we're our own worst enemy. And so celebrating our own success is hugely important, reminding ourselves just how good the business sector in Cornwall is, and celebrating it ourselves is also important. And someone sitting here who'd seen what they've seen tonight, who's thinking about starting a business, say, I want to be part of that. That's what I want to be. I'm going to be up there in the next 2-3 years, and I'm going to win one of those awards. That's what things like tonight are all about.
And now, Toby Parkins from the Chamber of Commerce. First of all, I want your thoughts on Gerald Ratner's speech.
Well, Gerald is very open and honest. I mean, he is absolutely
brilliant. Do you want to come into the conversation?
I loved it. Yeah, I had several photographs taken with Gerald. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, he's brilliant, isn't he?
I just had a real bad opinion of him at the beginning, but then I warmed him within 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
Gerald, he made a major screw up, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he now is the first to admit he made a major screw up,
that's almost
everything
now,
since.
Yeah.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, sort of
absolutely,
thing. You know?
Yeah.
And actually, people say that, you know, actually when you're running particularly a small business, when you set up, if you don't fail at least once, then you're not going to learn enough to do it well the next time.
And of course, funny.
Yeah, he was absolutely hilarious. And I'll tell you what. Do you know what? So many people in business actually feel bad if, you know, the idea that you might make a failure. Well, a failure of what? You know, I mean, other people say it's a success of 1% or a success of 100%.
But he's turned making a failure into a success,
hasn't he? And he can come back from that awful time that he had.
And each time he's kicked, he's come back.
Absolutely.
And remember, he'd made a huge success of his business before he made that sort of faux pas, yeah, so to speak. So.
Nick, what does this say as a message to businesses in Cornwall?
Well, Gerald, it just shows that, you know, be brave, you know, don't be afraid of failure. If you do fail, you know, you bounce up again. You know, it's a football phrase, bounce back ability, but Ratner's made it, you know, his trademark.
I'll give you a real example. I mean, I worked for Wall's Ice Cream for a lot of my career. We launched Cornetto 4 times in the UK before it was successful. What you'll do is, if something is a failure, you have to look why it's a failure, learn from it, and then try it again, and try it again.
And my first business failed. And, the past 15 years, I went through a period of 18 months without earning any money. And, you know, at the time, you would not ever admit to anyone that you hadn't, you know, not a brass tack to rub together. But because obviously you have to sort of say, yeah, everything's good. But, you know, I mean, quite a few years ago now, but you know, I went through 18 months without earning any money.
Okay.
And now things are better and
can
we move forward.
Can we now just look at the events? Because the Chamber was heavily behind it this year, wasn't it?
Well, indeed. I mean, you know, the Chambers tries to support every business from small right up to the large employers. And the key thing for Cornwall is that we actually recognise small businesses are the backbone of industry. I mean, that's often said in many cases. And fundamentally, tonight we've seen some small businesses that are doing phenomenally well. And we're recognising that. And quite often, obviously, small businesses are, you know, put down. We need to really celebrate.
But let me make something very, very clear, because the 590 million of European funding for the next 5 years will channel through the LEP. Now, both the EU, the UK government and us recognise that the thing that will turn our economy round is actually the SME sector, the small and micro business sector. So of the 590 million, the largest proportion will be targeted on the SME sector or the skills that are necessary to help the SME sector grow.
Okay, I just want to get Nick to tie up this whole thing now, because just looking back on the whole ceremony and the whole event, how is it that you're going to be writing this up for the magazine? What do you think's the headline brewing in your head at the moment?
It's just brilliant seeing new winners of the business awards like Reflex Marine. They've shown what can be done on an international stage as well as sort of a domestic stage. And that should be applauded and just sort of encourage next year more businesses to enter. You know, you've got to be in it to win it.
Okay, that's the 7 days podcast from Business Cornwall, live from, well, sort of live, also recorded as well-ish, from St Melian Hotel in East Cornwall.
7 days with Business Cornwall.